Doing well. How are you guys?
We're good. Jason, can you just sort of outline for us how you guys are approaching this week with Dennis back home with his family?
Well, we had said Dennis and our staff had researched, you know, the type of week, the Thursday night week in the off season, and set kind of how we wanted to do the schedule. Dennis set it ahead of time, so we're really using the schedule that Coach Allen put together. And you know, as the NFL schedule changes and goes forward in years, there's going to be more Europe trips and more short weeks. So we all got to learn how to do these short weeks and perform under these conditions.
Have you and Greg just kind of split up the duties in place of Dennis, or how have you done that?
Yeah, we're splitting the media, and then, you know, Coach Knapp handled the team meeting, but there's a lot of things that we're just talking about together. But like I said, most of the schedule and the practices and everything, the timing of everything that we're doing this week had already been set by Coach Allen.
Is Coach Allen going to rejoin you for the meeting tomorrow night?
I don't know right now. I have not talked to him today, but I know he's planning on coming back at some point Wednesday unless something changes.
What's happened here to the Raiders? Competitive team early, and then the season kind of got away from you here in the last six weeks. What's been the primary issue?
You know, the guys are playing hard, and they're hitting everything they see, and that's good. You know, what it's been is consistency and staying in the moment would be the way that I would describe it. And that's what we talk to them a lot, is just staying in the moment, understanding that there's going to be swings and gains, and overcoming those things. You know, and what's happened in a few of those games is it's been a team that when one phase lets down, the other two can't necessarily pick it back up. And that's what we were doing a little bit better in the beginning of the year. And it really comes down to a few things. Stay in the moment. You got one play at a time. You got to do your job. And you got to understand where your help is, both on offense, defense, and special teams. And with the rotating roster that we have this year, that's created some of that, knowing who and where your teammates are and how to stop the offense or defense or special teams is, you know, that's fluctuated on us a little bit. And so we just got to keep learning how to do our job and stay in the moment and go one play at a time.
Jason, could you talk about Coach Allen and his loss?
Say that again. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you.
Could you talk about Coach Allen and his loss, obviously, the death of his father?
Yeah, I mean, Coach Allen, there's only – he's – as you guys know from last year, number one, he's even a better person than a coach. And, you know, I know his dad – is everything to him, and there's, for example, there's no, I mean, one, there's no words. Two, all of us, he's such a great man that all we do is feel for him, you know, and we got to see, you know, we didn't get to see all of that great relationship between him and his dad, but it's a great relationship, and, you know, our hearts definitely go out to the whole Allen family.
Jason, when you watch Peyton on film, you see he's completed 70% of his passes eight times already this year. Is any of that surprising to you, being what he came through, you know, the four neck surgeries and the year away, and he's as precise as ever?
You know, he's absolutely amazing how he knows where everybody is, and that's why he's able to complete 70% of his passes. He did a great job against us the first game of just simply getting the ball out accurately and very quickly. I mean, he didn't hold it at all. And he knows when to hold onto the ball and when not to. He always has. He works so relentlessly at his footwork and his timing and getting everybody else to be where he wants them to be that it doesn't surprise me at all. You know, and the other thing is that's so impressive about him is he knows exactly who he is at all times. So he knows where his body is right now, and he takes advantage of that.
When you speak about his vision, did you see this last weekend when there were 12 men on the field and nobody else seemed to see it? Except Peyton.
Yeah, and he's a third and four.
Yep.
Third and four play. Yeah.
All right.
He's got his signals that tell when everybody to get to the ball. He does a great job with that. You know, your substitutions. You have to spend a lot of time as an opponent coaching staff making sure that he doesn't get you on those because he's the best at it.
Jason, was it a tough decision for you to move Michael Huff to corner from safety, or was it just by necessity and you just thought that was the best option?
Yeah, at that point in time, that was the best option for a football team because we had a few more safeties that we could get on the field and, you know, some younger corners. Mike's a great athlete, and that's what allows us to do that. He's had some up and downs playing corner, but he's had some times when Mike is right in the technique and his eyes are right. He's a pretty darn good corner, and we're going to need that this week.
He was joking. Most guys move to safety from corner, not the other way around.
Yeah, especially later in their careers, right? Running rod, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, no. What's great about Mike is he's a professional. I mean, you guys probably enjoy talking to him. He's a wonderful young man, and you know, he's a pro, and he really wants to correct whatever's happened to him.
You think you'll have Seymour this week?
You know, Richard's working. He's working on taking care of that injury, and I honestly don't know yet. I learned what I taught. When I taught in graduate school, when I got thrown in as a teacher when I was in graduate school, that I don't know is an answer. I don't know yet. Obviously, we hope so.